Guys, let's get to it here. We're going to get to the Phils, obviously. And, of course, we're all excited and thrilled and looking forward to tonight and all that good stuff. But what is obviously top of mind is the Eagles' loss from yesterday. And it stinks they lost. And they blew a golden opportunity, you know, for 6-0. And the Eagles should have won the game, and all of the above is true. But I'm going to give you a big but right out of the gate. Right out of the gate, I'm going to give you a big but. And I'm really curious where everyone stands on this loss yesterday and the whole shebang at 215-592-9494. The big but I'm going to give you is, but I am not nearly as bothered by this loss as I sense many others are. I'm not. Based on what I've heard so far, I mean, let me just say this. I mean, I just want to offer a little perspective, then John, going right to you, I want to hear from everybody. First off, the Eagles are allowed to lose a football game. I mean, it's almost unnatural, the degree to which they've won so much lately. Second, at 5-1, it's still a great start to the year, and they're still tied for the best record in pro football. And the main reason why the Eagles lost yesterday, and there were a bunch of reasons, all right? Jalen obviously regressed as the game went on. They obviously didn't run the ball enough. I mean, but the main reason why the Eagles lost were the 4 turnovers. And that is not likely to be duplicated or duplicated often within the structure of this season. I don't look at this game yesterday and say, see, right there, the Eagles aren't as good as we thought they were. That's not my takeaway. My takeaway is the Eagles played a bad game. Injuries are starting to pile up. We got to find out the lane situation. Jalen obviously regressed as the game went on, which is a shame because I actually thought for a good portion of the game, I thought he played dynamite. I thought he did a lot of wonderful things. But obviously, you know, he started drifting as that game went on, and the interception late was a killer. There's no doubt. And yes, I'm frustrated with Sirianni for getting away from the run. And yes, I'm disappointed Jalen regressed as the game went on. And yes, the injuries are a concern, and we've got to find out the status of Lane Johnson. But this loss, while a bummer, is not the kind of loss for me. And I want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. I'm going to be honest, it's really not the kind of loss that makes me question how great the Eagles are or reevaluate the season in a different way. Wow. That's where I am. John, I turn it over to you. Talk to me.
We got shut out since the second quarter
yep.
in this game. The Jets, their first win against the Eagles all time with Zach Wilson yep. as their quarterback.
Who played better than I thought he would.
Well, look, he's not all-time horrendous, but they do try to protect him. He's not good.
Yeah, I know.
And we just lost a game to him in really unfortunate fashion. I know every team eventually seems to lose, and great teams lost yesterday, and we're injured. And we're different, but the problem is we're not as good as I thought we'd be, and it's because Jalen Hurts has officially regressed. It cost us a game yesterday, and that coaching staff, they don't seem to notice the same way Mark Sanchez did during the TV broadcast.
It was a great announcer
that
yesterday.
He did a good job.
He did.
That this offense is not sustainable. Mark Sanchez is yucking it up saying, I can't believe they're doing this. And our coaches need to figure out how to make this a more sustainable offense. Jalen needs to play better, but he needs better guidance and a better framework. This offense feels like it's all-time basic and simple, and it's taken a step in the wrong direction. I think we can put more on Jalen's plate because I saw what that looked like last year. Yesterday, different story. That was the worst we've seen Jalen in recent memory.
Yeah, you and I see this game very differently. Differently.
Come on, man. That was shocking how the mistakes that he made, the elementary mistakes, the accuracy, the decisions, these are things we haven't seen.
Well, you know, if A.J. Brown runs through the ball, and I'm not talking at the very end of the game, I'm talking the one earlier. If he runs through the ball, that's probably a 75-yard touchdown pass through the air. I mean, AJ Brown. And I don't know why he slowed down. I have no idea why he slowed down.
Because it was imprecise. Because it was sloppy.
Smith,
we're seeing that.
I know.
And Devontae was sloppy, which is very uncharacteristic.
He dropped at least one. It might have been two. Obviously, Kenny Gainwell had a drop along the sideline as well. It looked like
our team and the coaches didn't take the Jets as seriously as they should have, and that bit them. But you cannot deny that Jalen Hurts missing throws, Jalen Hurts missing reads, is worrisome.
Well, the thing that worries me the most about Jalen, I'll say this, is I think he has clearly developed a tendency to perceive pressure and to escape the pocket early. And I've been talking about that all season. And a lot of people are telling me, no, Joe, you're right. No, I wasn't wrong about that. Like, he does leak out of the pocket unnecessarily early, fairly often.
That was the offense. That's what Mark Sanchez was saying.
That's right.
Hey, I think what they're going to do here, they're just going to say, hey, snap the ball, Jalen, run around a little bit and buy time so that the DBs break down and someone breaks open.
Yeah, and
those were they were missing their two best cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Like, we should have been able to pass it yesterday, but we also should have been able to run the ball. Right. The coaches abandoned the idea of running the football yesterday.
Yes.
I think we had 21 yards on the ground in the first half. I think we ran the ball 10 times in the first half. You know, those scripted first 15 plays, those are pretty much locked in. You set the ratio for the game early, and it didn't feel like this coaching staff thought we could win with the run in this game.
Well, I agree. Well, it's not maybe they didn't think they could win with the run. I think they thought that with Sauce Gardner out, they could exploit in the air. And I think my biggest disappointment with Sirianni and Brian Johnson as a combination is that they didn't feel the game.
Yeah.
They didn't feel by the third quarter that it wasn't really quite working and they should have just gone back to the run.
How many times did you – like, I put that in my notes multiple times at the start of drives. Okay, this is the drive where we're going to actually start to pound the football. It's going to be inside zone and we're going to charge down there. We're going to score a touchdown. We're going to start to put this game in the rear view.
Yeah.
And we never did
that. But I will say this, and guys, I'm telling you, this is one of my big takeaways from the game. They lost in a way that is not likely to be duplicated. I mean, four turnovers, guys. I mean, you know, DeAndre Swift fumbled a ball.
But three of them were mistakes by our quarterback.
No, the Goddard one wasn't.
And nor was the second one.
The second one was Driscoll's fault. His arm. It was really the one at the end was horrible, but that was the only one on Jalen.
And that's why I don't, for me, and again, I want to hear from everyone.
But there were a lot of bad throws by Jalen as well.
There were some. I don't think it's as many. Look, we you and I see this game different, John, and so it'll make for an interesting show. We'll see how everyone reacts. Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm not telling you I'm not bothered by the loss. Of course, I'm bummed. I'm bothered. I mean, it stinks. The Eagles lost. Could have been 6-0. We know the schedule's about to get harder. You know, we know that this gift that was given to the Eagles by way of the Cleveland Browns beating San Francisco is basically handed right back. So we know that's aggravating. But I don't look at this loss and say, oh, my God, I'm not going to tell you they're not as good as I thought. I'm going to tell you they had four turnovers, and injuries are a factor, and that's an issue. All right.